Jim Fry at Central News. I didn't actually see the hearing, but I'm told that Chairman Royce came out and announced, he used the very term you used, that BBG is defunct, in announcing that LAC was not going to be here. Victoria Nuland apparently said that we had done a good job in countering Russian information.
Thank you.
So I guess the question is, from your level, and even from Andy Lack's level, what's going to be done to counter that kind of narrative, which Andy obviously doesn't believe?
That's a great question, Jim. So, first of all, I don't come from Washington, fortunately, I guess, sometimes. But the currency here is politics, right? And we have to understand and be sensitive about what's happening. Chairman Royce, who by the way, I know, and I think he's I think he's more than a decent guy, and he cares about this place, which is a lot more than we can say for a lot of legislators. He believes in the mission of BBG, and he cares enough about this to have spent a lot of the last year or two working on this and getting a bill passed through the House. His incentive is to continue a narrative of this place is dysfunctional and defunct, because that's how you get a bill passed to reform it, right? And so I don't personally take it personally. I would urge all of you guys not to take it personally. It's politics. That's what he has to say. If he says, hey, the place is getting better, it's pretty good now, that doesn't create an urgency to reform a bill. And while we have stayed kind of silent as a board and not tried to advocate for or against the bill, I would say there's a lot in that bill that we actually need. You know, most notably the CEO language in the bill. You know, Andy came in here as CEO, and there were certain kind of hoops we had to jump through on the board because we couldn't give him all the authorities that he needed to really legally do his job. You know, that reform bill, like it or not like it, and there's things in there I'm sure a lot of you hate. There's things in there I don't like. And there's things in there a lot of you probably like. There's things I like. The one thing, you know, one thing we can probably agree on is the CEO language was great. And so, you know, it would be great to have legislation at some point that allows us to do our jobs better. And I'm personally willing to live with the politics of it to get it done, even though I just want to, you know, punch people in the face when I hear it. I'll never do that. Maybe not never, but it was thrilling to hear both the secretary last week and Victoria today defend the good work that we're doing, because I think that can't get lost in the politics. If that gets lost in the politics, then that is bad, and we're doing a lot of good work here. So I don't know, Ken, if you have anything to add on that, or it's politics, and that's unfortunately where we are today. Yep.
I'm from Mandarin Service. I'd like to know, if Andy Lack takes the job in NBC, when is he leaving, and what is he going to do in the last days here? Thank you.
So Andy and I spoke over the week. We spoke a number of times over the weekend, and we spoke yesterday morning, and came to the conclusion that he, because he was considering the NBC News job, and I don't know how that's going to turn out. I'm assuming it's going to work out, and he's going to end up going to NBC News, but they happened to make an announcement, and the last time I talked to him, it wasn't done. So, you know, there's always possible. But we didn't think that there could be a period of time when he was talking about running a different organization and also running this place. Running this place is a very difficult job. We have lots to do, and we can't afford to have somebody who's running this place who's checking their iPhone every 5 minutes to see what's going on at NBC. So effective immediately, Andy's not running this place anymore. Andre is, as of effective, you know, 15 minutes ago or whenever we announced it. Andy wants to come back in the building. I think he has lots of observations over the last couple of months that we'd be crazy not to listen to and advice. And so over the next couple of weeks, he's going to spend a lot of time here, probably both saying goodbye to people and talking to people, and also telling all of us what his observations and recommendations are. And you'll probably see him around the building, but as of now, he's no longer running the BBG. Question from Miami? Okay. Question from Miami. Hello, Miami.
Hello, good afternoon.
My name is Ofelia Oviedo. I'm executive producer for Radio Martí, and thank you for the opportunity. One question, piggybacking on the first comment and question, there is a bill, BBG, to be restructured. And at the same time, in the budget of the White House, there is language that will defederalize radio, TV, and the Internet of Martí, and also Spanish service of LATAM. What are your concerns? Again, is it all politics? What can we expect in these coming days?
So I think, thank you for the question, and thank you for everybody in Miami who's watching. I think it's important to note, too, just because diplomatic relations with Cuba appear to be being reestablished for the first time in half a century, we have diplomatic relations with lots of countries around the world that are awful, and there's a lot of work still to be done in Cuba. So Carlos and I talk frequently and really proud of the people down at the Martí's because we've made a lot of progress and we have a lot of work left to do. And that kind of segues to my view on this, although Ken, you should jump in too. I don't know the politics. Federalization, defederalization, where the White House is on it, where Congress is on it. My mantra since I got here is to kind of put my head down and not worry about any of that stuff and do the things that we need to do here to fulfill our mission. I do think in the board, I know the board, we've talked about this a lot, that we do need, not just in this part, but around the world, to harmonize some of the services that we do in different places. We did it really well in the Ukraine and Crimea under a crisis situation. And in Latin America, there's a lot of Spanish-speaking work that needs to be done that VOA is doing very well and has increased their reach significantly. But Martí's also doing some work. So there's no question that we have to better synchronize between what the Martí's are doing and what VOA Spanish is doing. And so I think that's something that we as a board want to help make happen. Structurally, defederalization, putting things together, all that, I don't know the answer. As you said, that's just politics, and we'll see what happens with that. But as far as the actual work that's being done, I think we can benefit from a lot more synchronization between the Spanish-speaking parts of our organization. I don't know, Ken, if you want
to. My sense to add is that I think the work of the Martí's have never been more important. This is a critical moment in the history of Cuba, and it's one in which we, both as a country, and we have an obligation to the people of Cuba to continue the fight for a free press, to continue the fight for free expression, for freedom of assembly, and for the transformation to a free and democratic society. And I think that is something that the board is focused on and is eager to push and eager to promote, and you folks have our very strong support.
Right. Next question? Yep.
Yeah, David Jones from Centro News. Can you just spell out in a little more detail the process of permanently filling the CEO job? Do you go back to square one? Do you pick up at some point and where you were before? And even any kind of a rough timeline, how long you think it might take?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I don't know. I can speculate because the board hasn't met on this. We're meeting on this on Friday morning, I believe. But here's what I think will happen, subject to the board discussing and deciding on a different route. We hired a search firm last time to do this. The reality is that the board found Andy Lack. The search firm didn't find Andy Lack. Rick Stengel has been friends with Andy Lack for decades, and I've known him for decades, and we were able to find him and convince him to come. I think the lesson we learned on that one is that a search firm is not really that valuable. There's not only so many people who can do this job around the world, and the way that we're going to find the next person of Andy's stature and caliber is to go out as a board and find that person. So my guess is we won't hire a search firm to do this. We'll do it as a board. There's nothing more important the board's going to do in the next period of time than find the next CEO. I'd rather find the right CEO than find one quickly. So I don't think we have a time frame by which we're setting a deadline. We want to go find somebody great. I actually think, and I think this is worth sharing, I shared this with Andre and Rob this morning. In a weird way, I think we're in a better position to find the next CEO than we were when we brought Andy in. I've already gotten a couple calls from big-time people in the last 24 hours who are interested in the job. I think the fact that Andy came in here even for a short period of time and is now going apparently to go run NBC News, elevates the job and the stature of the agency. And I think when you combine that by his outspokenness as to the quality of people here and the work that we're doing, I actually think we're going to have a little bit of an easier time finding the next CEO. It's a tough position, as all of you know. You want to find somebody with a journalist experience. You want to find a leader. Media businesses are, by definition, ever-changing and complicated. So we're not going to find somebody the same as Andy. The person's going to have different skills and different strengths and weaknesses. But I think we're in actually a better place today to find the next CEO than we were when we brought Andy in. And I think it'll be something that's managed directly by the board as opposed to going out to a search firm.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Nancy Coviello. I'm the VOA program manager for workplace engagement, which basically means I talk to a lot of people in the building. And when I walked in the building this morning at 8:45, I couldn't go more than 10 feet before someone stops me, starts talking to me about Andy Lack, what's going on. I'm very upset. Overall, people are very upset, disappointed, agitated, discouraged. And I do think that sometimes the people get lost in these high-level political conversations. And that, as you noted, people are here working hard all day, every day. And sometimes there are failures. They're not always the fault of the people, or they're often not the fault of the people. Equipment might fail. Communications might fail. But at your level of leadership, have you already given, or what advice would you give to Andre taking up this role, to David Ensor? This is a very critical time. Royce is speaking publicly. It's upsetting people. The FY16 budget is probably going to be announced and discussed. This situation with Andy Lack, he should know people feel really betrayed by him and his choices. So what advice in the leadership spectrum would you say, and what would you say to the employees to keep them motivated and moralized in such a situation?
Thank you for the honest question, because I felt the same thing. So first thing you should know is when I heard about this, first thing I did was book a flight, drop everything I was doing in my day job, and get a plane to come here, because I felt it was important for me to be here physically with all of you, because I know the emotions that I'm a couple days ahead of you guys. I found out about this a couple days before you all did, so I'm further down that seven stages of grieving than you guys all probably are. But I realize this in many ways feels like the death of a family member. I mean, it's you know, you have this person come in and energize the organization and suddenly he's gone. And I understand the emotions. I understand the feelings of disappointment and anger and betrayal and I felt many of them myself, to be honest. I think that my advice is that once you grieve, once we figure out how to deal with it, the reality is we do what we always do at this organization. You know, I've always believed in the mission of this place. I believed in it from day one when I was nominated, and I've come to love it over the past couple of years. I've been here every month in and month out, got to know a lot of you guys, and there's some just great dedicated people in the building, and I feel for all of you right now going through this. But that doesn't change the fact that the work that we're doing is critical and important, and the mission's important. And just as it feels hurtful to hear Royce talk about dysfunction, even though we know why he's saying it, and trust me, I've talked to him directly about it, I know why he's saying it, it also feels equally nice to hear a senior person of the State Department talk about how critical this organization was in the fight that we have in the Ukraine and Crimea, right? And I was proud of the organization here, and that's not the managers, that's not me, that's not, you know, anybody. It was the people in the trenches getting it done, dropping what they were doing, you know, and making it happen. And so I have tremendous respect for all of the people in the building that work hard. So I guess my advice to Andre, who's sitting right here, is that don't forget what we really are, and that is a content producer, right? We've done the easy part, which is fixing the board and fixing the structure and fixing the governance. The harder part, which both this organization and every organization around the world has, is how do you create content that is engaging and honest and influences people to to feel what you want them to feel. And what we want them to feel is that we're telling them the truth and they feel better about America, right? And I think that I think one of the wonderful things that Andy did that Ken referred to is he's a content producer. He got in the trenches. He walked around and tried to understand what people were doing in this building and why and what their mission was. And what I would say to Andre is that's the next step for us, is we really have to figure out a way to unleash the creative forces in this building, remove the barriers, and find a way to kind of marry the great work and great journalism and great content that's being created both here and around the world and the different surrogates and entities, and remove the kind of bureaucratic barriers to getting that done in a way that moves us forward. So spend time in the newsroom, Andre, walk around, talk to the journalists, do what Andy was doing, and really try to understand what they're trying to do and why they're trying to do it, and what where we can do to help as managers, and what we're doing to hinder them right now, because I'm sure there's a lot we're doing unintentionally to hinder the process. And I also think it's honesty. We're honestly all disappointed in where we are today, but we're also hopeful about the future, and our mission's never been more important. And we're going to find a great CEO. The next leader will be great. We have our board's commitment on that.
Let me just add, the other thing that's important is also the impact in the field. And every time I've traveled as a governor, I'm just completely blown away, whether it be in Africa somewhere, hearing stories about VOA, about the new language services, about the FM transmitters, the differences that they are making in critical areas, whether it was, as Andy saw and as Jeff saw, in Ukraine, hearing from government officials and the government of Ukraine just how critically important the credibility we have, both VOA and RFERL, have on the ground there that no one else can match, the depth of the audience. And this is something we all can be very proud of. And Andy's departure is definitely a setback, but Andy didn't quit the BBG to go up to New York. He left unfortunately for us, but the place that was his professional home. And we have to keep that in mind. It's definitely a big setback for us, but we will find someone who is of Andy's stature and quality, and who will build on the great work here, and we will have an excellent leadership in the interim. So I think we all can keep our heads up high. And the real focus is, in my mind, is what is the impact of our stories. And we need to do a better job getting that information out so that the stories aren't spun against us.